It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Shelling of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv continued on Wednesday, despite a pledge from Russia that they'd scale back military options in the region following negotiations. The Pentagon said less than 20% of forces had left Kyiv as Russia repositioned to focus on the eastern Donbas region. Declassified U.S. intelligence is indicating that aides had misinformed Putin about the setbacks of his invasion of Ukraine because they were afraid to tell him the truth. Sounds like the same problem we had with the former guy here, right? Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the price of oil spiked. Along with it, the price of gas here at home reached a record average high of $4.33 a gallon earlier this month. Well, I guess to show that he's actually trying to address the problem, President Biden today will announce that he'll release about 1 million barrels of oil each day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Crude oil traded at nearly $105 a barrel on Wednesday. That's up from $60 a year ago when the pandemic was still in full swing and demand was very low. Oil prices plunged 4% on that news, but don't expect to see those changes at the gas pump. The Biden administration is planning to end Title 42, the controversial Trump-era pandemic restrictions on the U.S.-Mexico border, by May 23rd. The rule has largely blocked migrants from entering the country. Critics say there's no scientific justification for the restriction, but the Biden administration has so far kept the measure in place. About 1.7 million migrants have been sent back to Mexico or their country of origin since March of 2020. Homeland Security Department officials are bracing for an influx when the ban is lifted, with preparations being made for up to 18,000 arrivals per day. But it must be said, seeking asylum is a right under U.S. law. There's no guarantee that a seeker will get in, but applying is a right. It's the law. So heads are still shaking over CBS News hiring Trump's former OMB director and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney as a paid contributor. Jeremy Barr of The Washington Post tweeted, quote, "Some context on the Mick Mulvaney hiring. According to an audio recording I obtained, CBS News co-president Neeraj Kamlani told staff earlier this month that CBS needed to hire more Republicans for access reasons because the GOP would likely win big in the midterms." I'll just let that marinate there for a moment. Yeah, media outlets are again playing up polling numbers to promote the horse race aspect of elections that they enjoy so much. So, a new feature here on What's News, what you'll get more of if Republicans win back either chamber of Congress in November. Here's one: losing our right to a safe legal abortion and control over our own medical decisions about our own bodies. Before the Supreme Court even handed down their decision on the challenge to Roe v. Wade, states are acting as if that precedent had already been reversed. Several state legislatures have advanced bills restricting abortion access, adding to a growing number of Republican-led states looking to take away those rights. In Arizona, Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill that acts as a near total ban on abortion in the state after 15 weeks. In Kentucky, the state's House and Senate have approved a similar 15-week ban, but theirs also restricts access to medical abortion and makes it more difficult for a minor to obtain an abortion in the state. In Idaho, abortion providers are asking that state's Supreme Court to strike down their new 6-week abortion ban, which mimics the controversial Texas law. And that law also allows individual citizens to bring lawsuits against medical professionals who performed prohibited procedures and anyone else who might assist a woman in obtaining an abortion. Florida's legislature passed a 15-week ban, and the governor signed the Don't Say Gay bill into law. And now several other Republican states have introduced their own versions of that horribly homophobic legislation, too. Another Republican trend, banning transgender women and girls from competing as females in state school athletics, kindergarten through college. Arizona's ban applies to trans girls at both public schools and private institutions that compete against them. The governor also signed another bill banning gender-affirming care for trans youth. Critics say those bans harm transgender youth who already often struggle with being isolated and excluded at schools. Okay, and with Labor Day still months away, today, Amazon workers submit their final votes on whether to unionize their Staten Island warehouse. And this is happening as the National Labor Relations Board tabulates a second union vote at the Amazon facility in Bessemer, Alabama. They got a do-over. If it feels like there are more news stories about organized labor efforts around the country than ever before, well, it's not an illusion. Reports of union discussions are spreading with a new sense of urgency about job safety, security, and quality. Even staffers on Capitol Hill have begun the process of unionizing both chambers of Congress for the first time in history as the Congressional Workers Union. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.